This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook, and these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
My statement is that Bob's legacy will nourish filmmakers and artists for generations to come, and that I believe he was the last great American film director in the tradition of John Ford.
When I die, I'm going to quit. But what else would I do? All of my joy and pleasure comes from what I'm doing. I mean, who could have a better life?
Mr. Jeffs is not charged with arranging a marriage. That's not the charge. He's charged with rape, with all of the emotional connotations of the charge of unconsented sexual intercourse, being an accomplice to that conduct, and he is not guilty of that charge.
And then he proceeded to undress himself and then me, and I, this whole time I was so scared, I was just kind of frozen in place, and I just said, Mrs., please don't do this. I don't know what you're doing.
Right now, the stand-up of Iraqi forces is a factor upon which all else depends. And that's why it makes absolute sense to get the Iraqi forces into the fight.
If we bring additional U.S. forces in, it will have a short-term effect of reducing the level of violence, but it will not achieve the long-term lasting effect that we want to create.
This makes clear that we have to support the democratic forces in Lebanon against this politically motivated assassination. This is not the way to change a government.
If you mean internal dialogue, there is always hope for internal dialogue. The problem is that we cannot dialogue with a regime that only knows murder as a message. We cannot dialogue with people who kill you.
We support the Lebanese people's desire to live in peace. And we support their efforts to defend their democracy against attempts by Syria, Iran, and allies to foment instability and violence in that important country.